This photograph was taken of an underground railroad site in Christiana, Pennsylvania. Christiana's prominence comes from its role in harboring four escaped slaves in the shadow of the landmark passing of the 1850 Fugitive Slave Act that demanded that all escaped slaves be returned to their masters upon discovery. On September 11, 1851, when a Maryland plantation owner stormed the town with his son to retrieve the escapees, 34 former slaves, along with four Quaker men of the town, stood to combat their efforts. The plantation owner was defeated, and the event served as a high-profile illustration of the highly controversial pro-slavery policy in action. This piece, taken in 1998, starkly contrasts the calamitous and bold act of defense for which the town is known. We look out from the corner of a lawn laid with crisp foliage onto a tranquil, unpopulated village square. Although the square is sprinkled with sprouts of trees, the vegetation in the piece is distinctively isolated and contained. This is accentuated if we draw our focus to the bottom center of the frame to see a prominently displayed tree stump tethered to a gate drawing in from the left. The containment of natural growth mirrors in the display of the buildings. The sprawling three-way intersection separates the buildings in a grid-like orientation buffered by gated walkways. This contributes to the overall linear arrangement that largely typify the space. The strict linear regulation of the village square marks a strange distance from the riotous and rebellious stance that the historic town staunchly took.